ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Canto 8, chapter 21, text number 1, the chapter entitled Bali Maharaj Arrested by the Lord. Please repeat after me. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Satyam. Samikshya bhavo na kendubhir. Satyam samikshya bhavo na kendubhir. Hata swadhama dhyutiravruto bhyagat. Hata swadhama dhyutiravruto bhyagat. Marichi mishra rashyot bruhadvrata. Marichi mishra rashyot bruhadvrata. Sanandana dhyana nara deva yogina. Sanandana dhyana nara deva yogina. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami continued. When Lord Brahma was born of a lotus flower, saw that the effulgence of his residence, Brahmaloka, had been reduced by the glaring effulgence from the toenails of Lord Vamandev, he approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Brahma was accompanied by all the great sages, headed by Marichi, and by yogis like Sanandana, and in the presence of the glaring effulgence, O King, even Lord Brahma and his associates seemed insignificant. So this verse does not have purport. So the next verse translation. Among the great personalities who came to worship the lotus feet of Lord were those who had attained perfection in self-control and regulative principles, as well as experts in logic, history, general education, and Vedic culture known as Kalpa, dealing with all historical incidents. Others were experts in the Vedic corollaries like Brahma Sahita and all other knowledge of the Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rug and Adarva. And also the supplementary Vedic knowledge, Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, etc. Others were those who had been freed of the reactions to fruitive activities by by transcendental knowledge awakened by practice of yoga. And still others were those who had attained the residence in Brahmaloka not by ordinary karma but by advanced Vedic knowledge. After devotedly worshipping the praised lotus feet of the Supreme Lord with oblations of water, Lord Brahma, who was born of lotus emanating from Lord Vishnu's novel, offered prayers to the Lord. Next verse, translation. O King, the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev, who is also known as Urukrama, the wonderful actor. Thus, that water became so pure that it was transformed into the water of the Ganges, which went flowing down from the sky, purifying the three worlds, like the pure fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Here we understand that the Ganges began when the water from Lord Brahma's Kamandalu washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. But in the fifth canto, it is stated that Ganga began when Vamandev's left foot pierced the covering of the universe, so that the transcendental water of the causal ocean leaked through. And elsewhere, it is also stated that Lord Narayan appeared as the water of Ganga. The water of the Ganga, therefore, is a combination of three transcendental waters. And thus, Ganga is able to purify the three worlds. This is the description given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. I neither have qualification nor do have any realization to speak on this except for the order given by devotees. So I seek the blessings of senior devotees, especially Shyamanand Prabhu, Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Dhawaji Prabhu, all senior devotees. This chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is is explaining after he has conquered with his steps all the planetary systems. So what's happening? Sukadeva Goswami is actually explaining. So when he has conquered this, so Brahma got the opportunity to see this transcendental form from his residence. Actually, from his residence, he saw the effulgence. What is the effulgence? It's, you know, glaring effulgence. So, it's very, very rare. So, what Brahma did, he does not want to miss the opportunity. And immediately, with the exalted residence of Brahmaloka, he came forward and worshipped the Lord. Supreme Lord, as Parashara Muni explains, you know, not only those six qualities, because he is unlimited, his qualities are unlimited, and he exhibits them in full. Because we do not have any knowledge or very meager knowledge about this unlimited Supreme Lord, who is the cause of the creation, maintenance, and at the end, annihilation. Because we do not know about him, or we know him very little. Because we have a strong desire to enjoy independent of Krishna, we are very attached to matter. If you carefully watch, whatever we deal in this life is nothing but matter. All the material pleasures, whether they are subtle or gross, they are actually matter. Matter means jada, inert. It has no value. The wonderful substance that we like most, if you expose it to the atmosphere, it decomposes so fast. We don't want to even go close and, you know, taste the smell. But the same substance has allured us, tempted us to, you know, grab us even at the expense of others. You know? Some eatables, you know, the bodies, on subtle level, name and fame and prestige. Kanakam and Pratishta. So these are all, and I mean, there are different varieties of matter actually. Some is, you know, some are subtle, some are gross. But they have no, honestly speaking, permanent existence, very transient, because we are completely overpowered by this, you know, material energy of the Supreme Lord. That is not his fault, but it is because of our desire. We are unable to see the power of spirit. But by the causeless mercy of devotees, acharyas, if we somehow or other get a glimpse even once in our life, that experience is so overwhelming, so powerful, we take a U-turn and start looking that side. Until that mercy flows to us, no matter what we do, no matter how many scriptures we read, whatever we do, that mercy is not there. It remains a honey in the bottle that is left unopened. So, what type of effulgence it is? When somebody looks beautiful, a cinema star, or opposite sex, 1 mile, as they go like this, our head turns like in 180 degrees. Like this. You know? Are they really effulgent? Last year we went to Mayapur Yatra. 2 days we had to be in the train. You know, it's sweating like anything. And, you know, yes, I am not this body. So contaminating. 2 days you have not taken bath. It is true with the cinema actor also. You know, cinema actor or actress. So, as long as, you know, that's why it's called avang manasa gocharam. The experience that we get on spiritual realm, spiritual platform, cannot be described by senses. It cannot be described. You know, beyond the sense perception, avang manasa gocharam. For the senses, it is agocharam. It's not visible. It has to be perceived. And we cannot, you know, of course, if the mercy of acharyas is there, guru is there, we'll try to describe. But as long as we perceive that, we are allured by the temptations of this world. But some people, you know, great exalted personalities, they are, because they have tasted it, tasting it, they're away from it. What effulgence! Brahmaji immediately got up and rushed. You know, unlimited effulgence. Wow. You know, the way, what is the goal of Ganga? Gange vaugam udanvati. Somehow or other, let me go. You know, so Ganga starts the travel top from Himalayas and comes down, so many obstacles, but because single-pointed, you know, undeviating determination, Ganga always progresses towards the path. So no matter how busy Brahma was, but as soon as he saw this, you know, glaring effulgence, what effulgence? So many suns when they come, that much effulgence. Immediately rushed, giving up his activities. I am getting this golden opportunity to worship the Lord. So that's why devotees are not tempted. Exalted devotees are not tempted by the transient things of this world. Small story. Tukaram Maharaj, you know, his wife works and he keeps on writing. So wife said, no, I am doing all the time work, maintaining children. Can you know, so one day he said, no, it is not good. Let me go and work. But he is innocent. He doesn't know anything about this world. No, all right, I'll do some small business. So she was very happy. You know, he wants to shoulder the responsibility. So what she did, she borrowed some loan from here and there. She purchased some items. and she put all these things on the cart and said, you can go to the nearby town, sell all these things, come back. But she has a fear. Can he do this? She said, no, I'll do it. I want to please you. So he went. Now, because he is blessed by the Lord, he is always blessed by the Lord. So he could sell all the items. People, these consumers came, they purchased all these, groceries. So evening, everything was sold out. He has so much money. So again, he started going home on his cart. Suddenly he thought, ladies, they like gold. So let me buy my wife this gold. Then went to a gold, jewel, then go this goldsmith, gold shop. He purchased so much of gold. And he started coming home. So Mataji, she was fearing. It's already evening. Husband is not coming. Could he sell? Did anyone cheat him? So finally she saw the cart coming. Oh. So what she did? Oh, you came finally? I'm worried. Yeah. What about the, groceries? He said, I sold everything out. Oh, you have become so, capable. Where is the money? I know ladies like gold. That's why I have purchased the gold. So where is gold? Immediately he took out and gave it to her. As soon as she saw that, she became angry. I have the fear. You'll be cheated. What is this? She threw it out. This is not gold. That shopwala, thinking that you are so innocent, he sold you iron. Now how will I clear the debt? I brought loan from here and there. And this is worth nothing. You are good for nothing in this material world. He has cheated you. Tukaram Maharaj said, he has not cheated me. He cheated himself. For me, gold and iron, same. It is matter only. For him, it is different. But immediately he sang one abhang. Everything is matter. I tried to buy this to please you because you have been serving. For me, I see Krishna, I see Vittal everywhere. No? And immediately sang. So, why? He saw that glaring effulgence. He experienced the beauty of Krishna. Because he experienced and experiencing day after day, month after month, year after year. Same is the case with Sukadeva Goswami. We all look for some name and fame and prestige. And people were throwing stones. First Kanda Srimad Bhagavatam explains. Sukadeva Goswami, no. He did not even turn and chastise that ladies and those small boys, mischievous boys, were actually harming him. But when he came in the audience, all these sages, they got up. And the people were throwing stones. They were scared. Why? Because he was experiencing that effulgence of that Lord. He was experiencing Krishna in and out. and Supreme Lord, very beautiful, something radiant. When in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela, when Satrajit, when he comes, small Shamantakamani, it's a Dwaraka Dham, eternal associates of the Lord. They were attracted to this insignificant Shamantakamani, which has actually caused the downfall and claimed the life of Satrajit and his brother also. But people were attracted. Compared to Shamantakamani, compared to the Supreme Lord effulgence, what effulgence? Sarvastra mayam devam anantam vishvato mukham. So, Sanjay was explaining to Dhritarashtra, Dhritarashtra cannot see. He is trying to put in terms of words what he is seeing, what he is unable to. That's why he is using the word Divyamalam Bharandaram, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam. Divyamala, Divya. That is the word that is used, which keeps everything, this one word, away from this material world. What is that? Divya, transcendental, not material. Material means, and is there. I'm talking to myself. Divyamala Ambaradaram, Divya Gandhanu Lepanam. So, this form I'm seeing, how wonderful. Sarvascharya, all wondrous. We don't have words. Sarvascharya Mayam Devam, wondrous, wondrous, wondrous. So he's trying to explain the vision that is, the thing that he's seeing, but he doesn't have words. Even Arjuna, who is a sober person, who is known for his sobriety, what is he telling? Shivering, Akhyaname Bhavanu Grarupo Namostate Devara Prasida. My Lord, what is this? You have no beginning, no end. Amazing. What is this? But because we are unable to perceive, though it is given in every page of Srimad Bhagavatam, we may be, of course, at least the good thing is we are in the process. But what all we need is a genuine desire. The one quality that we are very much attached to this transient matter itself proves we are very, very far from the reality. So what is he doing? Immediately the rush. So of course, Krishna, because he gave the transcendental vision to Arjuna, he could see. We should also, we should pray. Bhakti means do things not in our terms, in his terms, says His Holiness Radhana Swami. So that point, if we can remind ourselves at the end of the day, probably it will help us control our, so many wrong things, so many bad qualities that are deeply rooted in our heart. So the next shloka, so Brahma just got up and, rushed to the lotus feet. Then what's happening? Sukadeva Goswami is running a small commercial here. What is running? Hey, not only Brahma, but so many exalted personalities. Who? People who are liberated. People they have absolute sense control, 100%. Self-control, sense control, mind control. Can we control our mind for 1 minute? So many people, Radhana Swami, His Holiness Radhana Swami says, they male think they are the controllers of the world, and females, they think they are controllers of this world, males. But who is the controller? Can we control our mind for 1 minute? Probably devotees, after having done sadhana for so many years, probably we can. But can we control for half an hour? It's very easy when somebody is listening. We can give wonderful lectures. But can I control my mind for half an hour? Maybe 10 minutes? Maybe 5 minutes? What type of controller we are? Means who is controlling? Maya is controlling. Puppet. She pulls like this. I want it. She pulls like this. No, not this. I want that. That is what our life is all about. Prabhuji, you are very, very exalted devotee. Hari Babu. ऐसा करना है, ऐसा करना है, ऐसा करना है. पहले आपकी बार देखो ना, खुद का देखो. So So we do, you know, in people say, you know, in a very crude language, he doesn't know how to wear his pants, but he's trying to help somebody wear pants. You know? But of course, it is a process. We are instructed by the acharyas to do that. So in doing so, probably one day, you know, we attain perfection. Even preaching is actually part of purification. Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, you know, I am doing this for myself. You are changing, it is between you and Krishna. Not me. If we say like that, we are safe. Otherwise, what happens? You know, that that controllership problem comes actually. So you want things happen in our own way. That is the only reason why we are in this world. So, what is Sukadeva Goswami telling? Not only Brahma, because even in our conversations, many times we see Bill Gates' name comes. He's a little bit rich, you know. But what is Sukadeva Goswami telling? You're tempted, you're lured by this, you know, people, that person, this person. But here, they are sense controlled throughout their life. They are expert in knowledge. They have read all the Vedic scriptures. They are freed from the reactions of all the fruitive activities. They are worshipping Krishna. The Brahma who has created you, your father, your grandfather, your forefathers, he is worshipping. Why don't you worship? So he is doing a small campaign on behalf of Vamandev. Please become his devotee. And then, in the next shloka, actually what Brahma did immediately, Dasa Dasa Anadasa means, you know, following the instructions. You know, he took the kamandalu and he washed the lotus feet of Urukrama, whose activities are wonderful. You know? Trivikrama, because he has conquered all the three worlds. So here, because he washed the lotus feet of Vamandev with the water from Kamandalu, and he picked up the same water that became Ganga. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is writing here. So fifth canto. So when Vamandev, you know, he measured, he was measuring these planet systems, that, you know, it that covering was pierced and causal lotion, you know, came down, you know, Bethri's lotus feet became Ganga. So another place, the body of Narayan, melted and it's Ganga. And this place Brahma is washing, this is also Ganga. So which one is original Ganga? So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling, all three put together it is Ganga, not just one. So there was a lecture by His Holiness Radhana Swami couple of years ago. You know, that time I heard, of course, you know, about the origin of Ganga. So Ganga, Mother Ganga, as a spiritual form in the spiritual world, her name is Varprem Manjari in Golok Vrindavan. She is one of the Manjaris. And Brahma Vartan Puran, Brahma says, Ganga is worshipped by the whole universe. And especially in these four manifestations of Krishna, they don't need installation like we do for Archavigraha. One is Bhagavatam, second is Tulsi, third is Ganga, fourth Vaishnavas. You know, Tulsi immediately we bring and we start worshipping. Ganga also, we bring and we start worshipping. Bhagavatam also, and Vaishnavas. for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially, we worship, we say, Ganga Maya Ki Jai, Yamuna Maya Ki Jai. Every day, after Kirtan or after Pravachan. Then we have Gaurarati, Jahnavi Tatavani. So, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, is being worshipped. He is worshipped when he is on the bank of Ganga. So Ganga is very, very pure. Because she has emanated from the, in the lotus feet of Krishna, you know, she is very, very pure. The meaning of Ganga is, she who purifies with water. That is the meaning of Ganga. And, you know, one day in Goloka, Krishna Loka, you know, so many sages, devatas assembled, and rather than Krishna, they sat on a, you know, jewel throne. And first mother Saraswati, she sang on her veena. It was so enlivening, heart-melting experience. Everybody, you know, you know, they had a very unique experience. They enjoyed the unlimited transcendental bliss when she sang on, when she sang the glorification of Krishna. Then, then Shiva got the opportunity. When Shiva started singing, you know, we know very well, Vaishnavanam Yada Shambhu. So when he started singing with so much of devotion, what happened? Everybody was so absorbed. You know, they felt like their bodies are going to be melted. You know, that much devotion, Lord Shiva sang. So when everybody closed their eyes and everyone closed eyes, started meditating. As they opened their eyes after the kirtan, what happened? Radha and Krishna were not there. But instead, before them, they saw, you know, a huge water body. So where is Radha and Krishna? So, then they heard a voice. You know, Krishna appreciated thoroughly Shiva's singing and said, so unless you compose, unless you recite mantras from Tantra Shastra, we cannot again, you know, assume our, you know, bodies. We will remain like this only. So immediately Shiva, you know, he took all that water and he did achaman and he started singing the hymns from the Tantra Shastra. Then what happened? Radha and Krishna again reassumed their bodies. That water. That is Ganga. So that is one story. actually the same story was repeated by Radhana Swami that time couple of years ago. And what is the very unique substance, very unique quality? She purifies. The one good quality with India, of course, people are changing a lot. I used to stay in upstate New York. There is a river called Hudson. You know, one American came to India, one, you know, Westerner. He traveled all over and he said, India is bathroom. Why? People do this everywhere. One and two, they do everywhere. It is like a bathroom, you know. And if you go to West, it looks clean. But listen carefully. And this Hudson River looks beautiful. Huh? Why? Government spent so much money just to beautify the banks. You know, nice grass. And it is cut on regular basis. And one place, what is that? They found out the bank has some mines. This that substance is coming and mixing with the Hudson River and polluting the Hudson River. So federal government gave $250 million to GE, General Electric, to prevent this thing. When I first read it, you know, in comparison in America, India means what? Your drainage is connected to Ganga only. Your bathroom, you know, that all drain. I went to recently, you know, February to Vrindavan. I said, wow, unnecessarily I came here, you know. The whole drain of Vrindavan is in Yamuna. And I should not have come here, you know. Just, why did I come here? To pinch my heart, you know. So then when you compare really, the Satsandri, our government is spending, just the mud is mixing, it has some, you know, some chemicals, certain amount. And government is spending 250 million. But if you look, Hudson River looks clean. You don't even... But is it drinkable? No. No water in America is drinkable because they're all polluted. Then why is government taking so much? Because when I go for yachting or when I go for, you know, a boat ride, I should have a nice scenery this side, and I should enjoy. This water is for my enjoyment. That's it. But even today, India has degraded like anything. You board a train, as soon as the bridge comes, whether you are literate or illiterate, actually more illiterates, they go to the door and everyone takes 10 paise, 15 paise, 1 rupee and throws. Gangama, Gangama, or Yamuna, or Godavari, they offer obeisances. Because there are no facilities, you may unfortunately pass number 1 and number 2 by the side of the bank. But what is your feeling as soon as you see this water? Gangama. You know? So we are blessed with this consciousness where we treat a river not of just body of water but a mother. A tree, mother. That's why I mean, now it has started, but earlier there were no mental hospitals. The state where I am from, there were only 2 mental hospitals. Serious. No one is recorded with, what do you call, stress that this. But America, go to a remote village, stress. I thought, instead of doing some software job, if you have trained, you know, if you are, psychiatrist or psychologist, you can make more money. Why? Every third person goes to psychologist or psychiatrist. Means what? It means even psychiatrists also, in the end of the day, they'll go to some other psychiatrist for treatment. Because they have heard so much, they have to go for treatment. Why? We are given the culture where we can treat a matter as a spirit. When you treat matter as a spirit, what happens? First thing is, it will cut the enjoyment spirit. The next thing is respect. Same thing. You know, Mataji sees Prabhuji or Prabhuji sees Mataji. You know, we think of Radharani or think of Krishna. Where is the room for sense gratification? Ganga is pure. So there was one Vahika. He was cruel. Did all the abominable activities, maybe more than Jagai and Madai. And one day he died as he met with a cruel death, and nobody was there. So his body immediately was taken to the abode of Yamaraj. Chitragupta started reading what are all the sinful activities he did, and Yamaraj started announcing the punishment. But what happened meanwhile, this body that was laying down became the food for vultures. So vultures came, started picking up the bone, started eating. So one vulture picked up the bone, you know, to eat. As this vulture was flying, suddenly this bone fell down. It fell down. Where did it fall? Fell down in the Ganga water. So as the judgment was being announced, immediately Vishnudas came. Stop. He is still, you know, in his subtle body, has a strong attachment and attraction for his gross body. And his gross body, one bone touched the celestial waters of Mother Ganga. He is liberated. I said, wow, very nice. Jayapathak Swami told a story a couple of years ago. Kalakalpa. Abominable, sinful personality, Kalakalpa. You know, he finds happiness in torturing others. One day he was going. So Yamadutas immediately assembled. Means, his time is up. So according to their, according to what they know, he has to be goaded by an ox, ox. What is that? Oxen. He'll be killed. So this bull was coming. Angry. So everybody was rushing here and there. But Kalkalpa was looking in some different direction. The moment he turned, the bull saw him and was goaded, and the two horns pierced his body, fell down dead. So the Yamadutas picked him up. They started escorting him to hellish planets. So as they were plucking his soul out, and as they were about to take him up, what happened? By his Ajnat Sukriti, inconceivable good fortune, Kalakalpa first of all fell on Tulsi leaf. Then there was one devotee who was going in that path, and Kalakalpa was struggling for his life in the last seconds of his life. Immediately Dharmashva, this nice wonderful devotee who is carrying Mother Ganga water, he sprinkled that water. Similarly, more or less similar to the story of Ajamil, but there is a twist. So he sprinkled as he was struggling, as he was in his last seconds. Then what happened? Immediately Vishnudas came and said, stop. But unlike in Ajamil case, Yamadutas started laughing. He is an abominable rascal. We are trying to, rescue him. We have to. He said, no, he is pure. Then what happened? Unlike the case in Srimad Bhagavatam, they started fighting. So Dharmasva, as he was going, suddenly he had a vision. So he was seeing Yamadutas are being killed by Vishnudutas chakra. Bodies, being pierced, cut off, chopped off. And some were rushing here and there. He said, what is happening to you? So you're asking what is happening? It's because of you. And they explained the whole story. Anyway, so they left this Kalkalpa's, soul. They left him to Vishnudutas and they went off. So when he saw that, immediately went to Mother Ganga. He started reciting Ganga Ashtakam. So Mother Ganga was very pleased with this, and she said, what do you want? My mother, you're so pure. When I am in my last life, please come to me and bless me by your presence. She said, all right. So that's why it has been a long tradition in India, when someone leaves the body, what do their children do immediately? They're ready with tulsi leaf and Ganga water. Problem with us is anything we see, we hear over a period of time, we tend to develop familiarity and tend to lose faith on that. Definitely not. So, there are so many stories, but time is up. Thank you very much. If I have spoken anything wrong, please do excuse me as your humble servant. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki,